It's Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly, taking you until 8 o'clock this evening. It was an interesting game for Missouri football this past weekend. It's kind of, you know, you look through the Missouri season, and there have been some wins that you haven't felt great about. The Boston College win, the Vanderbilt win. And then there's a loss where maybe you feel a little bit better about your team than you do in those other games. And I think that would be a good descriptor for Saturday's loss at South Carolina, 34-30. To join us to talk about it a bit, he writes for Power Mizzou, powermizzou.com. He is Gerard Hamilton. You follow him on Twitter at Gerard C. Hamilton. Gerard, always appreciate you spending a little time with us here on KMOX. How are you?
Doing well. How you doing?
Doing all right. So, what's your takeaway from that game? Where, I mean, that fourth quarter was crazy. Missouri takes a couple leads every time. South Carolina, they had an answer. We saw some incredible plays made in that final quarter. That was a really, really entertaining final few moments of football.
Yeah, it's one of those losses where I know it kind of sung for the fans and obviously for the team, but. I don't think it's, you know, as demoralizing as, you know, losses to A&M or Bama where a team doesn't show up or, you know, you have a major injury or something like that. It's like, it's just one of those games where it's like you realize the other team also has, you know, SEC scholarship players too. They're also a top 25 team, and they were ranked where they were ranked going into that game for a reason. So Missouri showed a lot of heart. That final offensive possession, well, the second to last offensive possession with Cook finding Burden, you know, kind of down that left sideline, and Burden makes the one hand catch. That's an amazing play, and it's, you almost feel bad for the defense because for the most part they've been keeping them in a lot of games this year, and so it's one of those things again. Like South Carolina has playmakers too. Lenora Sellers, big day, breakout day. Obviously Rocket Sanders and stuff like that. And so for this Missouri defense that's been so good for so long, you know, it just wasn't their day. And, you know, even though I think they were 8-0 in the last couple of years in one score games, I mean, yes, eventually, I guess the team was, going to break that streak. And so it's a heartbreaker for them, but it's just one where it's just like, I mean, it's kind of the game.
Do you give more credit to South Carolina offensively for their answers in the fourth quarter, or is there more blame for especially the secondary of Mizzou?
Both. I mean, I think it came out yesterday or today. I've been writing a lot of stories, but I wrote that one of the turning points of the game was 3rd and 10, about 7 minutes left to go, and we think Johnny Walker's going to have his second sack and Sellers breaks out of it. And he completes it to the tight end. The tight end just gets tackled right over the line to gain. Then the next play is the 54-yard gain completion Sellers had. Secondary struggle. I mean, all of them had their moments where it was just like, it's not good. And some of the worst ball they played all year. This in the Texas A&M game, Nick DeLoach, he had a pretty bad day. He gave up a couple 40-yard receptions, including that 54-yarder I just mentioned. Dre Norwood had a holding. He had a pass interference earlier in the game, had a holding that took away a sack. Dalen Carnell got beat on the deep ball for 43 yards. Marvin Burks was missing tackles. He had the blown coverage on the first touchdown. I mean, the secondary was not good whatsoever. But, again, South Carolina has to make those plays. They have to capitalize on that. It's not all on one side. So Missouri makes those mistakes and South Carolina can't capitalize. And then what are we talking about? So it's a mix of both.
We know that Brady Cook is a tough, tough dude. Were you surprised that he ended up playing? And I mean, not that he had a great game, but man, he went out there, he battled and obviously made some throws.
I actually thought he had a pretty decent day. Now I personally, with my own eyes, felt like I saw it. There was two touchdowns that he could have thrown to Brett Norfleet. I think there's one in the first half and then one in the second half. One in the first half, I'm trying to think who he went to, but Norfleet looked like he was on somewhat of a wheel route or something like that. He was wide open. And then later in the second half, he had to step on his man and I think Cook went straight to the goal line. I can't remember exactly who he was throwing it to, but he missed a couple of those throws. But I think, no, it doesn't surprise me that he ended up playing. I mean, this guy is kind of insane. I mean, going back to the 2022 playing the whole season with a torn labrum in his throwing shoulder, I mean, that in itself is kind of crazy. So it's not a surprise that he played. I think he played, you know, pretty well. And again, 70 seconds away from leading a game-winning, two-score comeback for the second time in 4 weeks. That's how close they were. So he played pretty good, and I'm not surprised he found a way to play in the game.
The guy that we haven't talked about yet who put together just a spectacular performance was running back Nate Noel. He goes out, runs for 150 yards and a touchdown. He's been a little bit banged up recently. We haven't seen him impact the team, but it was on full display what he can do when healthy and how much he is able to impact the Tigers offensively.
Yeah, he opens up a different level in the run game as far as his shiftiness, his elusiveness, his ability to get out in space. I mean, his first step is incredible. It just felt like he was, you know, getting 5 yards per play. And I'm pretty sure he's running 5 or 6 yards per carry. I know there was a stretch on that second to last possession, the one that finishes with the burning touchdown, where four straight runs in a row, he got six yards. So, I mean, getting 24 yards on four straight carries when your team needs a touchdown, I mean, that's big time. So I had asked him earlier in the week how close he was to 100%, and he said he felt like he was pretty close, and he was. 27 for $1.50 and a touchdown, I mean, that was huge. And the running backs, I think, were been doing all right with him, you know, kind of out of the lineup, but he kind of opens things up for the offense when he's on the field. I feel like he's usually the best or second best offensive player or position player, at least, on the field when he's healthy.
A lot of Mizzou fans that are listening to this right now probably don't feel great about a 7-3 season, especially because of the way two of those three losses went down against Texas A&M and also Alabama. But this couple winnable games coming up, Mississippi State has really struggled this year. Arkansas at home is winnable to finish out the year. This can still turn into a really, really good 9-3 season for this team.
Yeah, I mean, it could still be 9-3. I think that'll be the ninth time in school history that they have 9 wins. So, like, you can say you're disappointed, but saying it's a failure or a bad season, I think wouldn't be correct. I mean, that's not the case here. So you can get 9 wins, possibly, you know, you get in that bowl game, you get a 10th win. I think only two other times in history they've had back-to-back 10-win seasons. So if you can do that, that's a feat in itself. So I know the 12-team playoff gave so much hope, and thinking about how last year went and what would have happened if the playoff was that year and all that stuff. But, you know, I can't do nothing about it. But what you can do is look at the games you got in front of you and say, what can you accomplish? And I asked Brady Cook after the game, about some of that stuff and what they can do going forward. And he was just like, we can focus on what's in front of us. So they're going to try to win out, try to get 9 wins, get that bowl game in, and try to get the 10th one and still make some type of history.
Gerard Hamilton covers Mizzou football for Power Mizzou. It's still relatively new, you guys being affiliated with 24/7 Sports. How's that affiliation going for everybody at Power Mizzou?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's awesome. I think we all like it. I mean, get a lot of help. We get to do a lot of different things with a lot of different sites and teams and stuff like that. Obviously, a lot more videos, podcasts, and all that stuff, and being able to talk about the Tigers on a bigger platform has been great and much easier and smoother than I expected. Because when you make a site change, you think there's all these things that got to go on that you have to do, and I think there's a little bit more work, but I think we all feel like we're getting a lot more out of it, so it's been good.
Again, powermizzou.com is the website. He is Jerod Hamilton. Follow him on Twitter at Jerod C. Hamilton. You spell Jerod, J-A-R-O-D. Jerod, thanks so much for your time. Hopefully we'll catch up again real soon.
Yes, sir, I appreciate you.
Awesome, very good. Jerod Hamilton joining us on the program. We appreciate him spending a few moments with us. Back-to-back guest here in the first hour of the program. Michael Yam covers the NFL for NFL Network, Sirius XM, and a few other outlets as well. I'll tell you what, this was a great football weekend. This was yesterday's action across the NFL was just really, really good from start to finish. We'll talk about that with Mike Yam and also get a bit of a preview of Monday Night Football. That's all coming up. This is the Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.